Bill. We'll call the conference committee to order on the operating and mental health budgets on House Bill 286 and 285. It is a couple of minutes after 3 p.m. Tuesday, April 17th. We're in the Senate Finance Committee, the state's capital. Members present, Vice Chairman Paul Seaton, Representative Neil Foster, and Representative Steve Thompson. Also present, my co-chairman, Senator Anna McKinnon, and Senator Olson. Myself, Senator Hoffman, is chairing the meeting. Limited powers of free conference have been granted by both the House and the Senate. I'd like to invite David Teal, the Director of Ledge Finance Division, to join us at the table. Today we'll be addressing open items in HB 286 and HB 285 based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today and dated April 17th. The following departments are going to be taking up by the conference committee: Commerce, Community and Economic Development, the Legislature, Debt and Mental Health Capital Projects. First is the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Representative Seaton.
I move the committee adopt the following Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development budgets. Item 1, House. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, House. Item 4, House.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, this action, that motion passes, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's budgets. Next, we'll take up the legislature's budget. Representative Seaton.
I move that the committee adopt the following legislature's budget. Item 1, Senate on both lines, remove the one-time item designation. Item 2, Senate.
Are there objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion also passes the conferenceable items in the legislative budget. The next item will be debt. Representative Seaton.
I move the committee adopt the following in debt. Item 2, all lines Senate. Item 3, Senate.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, this action, that motion passes, and this action closes items 2 and 3 in debt, leaving item 1 open. The last item is the mental health capital budget. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt the following in the mental health capital budget. Item 1, Senate for both lines. Item 2, House for both lines. Item 3, House for both lines. Item 4, House for both lines. Item 5, House. And item 6, House for both lines.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, that motion passes, and the action closes the conferenceable items in the mental health capital budget. Future conference committee meetings, even though the conference committee on the budget are exempt from the 24-hour rule notice and fall under the reasonable notice rule, we will attempt to give 24-hour notice for our future meetings. That may not always be possible. In other business, is there any other business or questions to come before the committee at this time? Seeing none, Representative Seaton.
I move we adjourn.
We hereby adjourn.